stories of the day. Hashtag SAFM Sunrise.
11 after 7, good morning. All right, well, important developments in councils around the country over the last few days. The Nelson Mandela Bay Metro Council, they failed to have a proper meeting yesterday. No certainty yet about what's going to happen in the Gauteng metros, Tshwane, Joburg, Ekurhuleni. Let's speak to some of the parties around this now. So earlier this week, for example, the Patriotic Alliance mayoral candidate, Mitchell Smith, was elected mayor in the Laingsburg municipality with help from various parties and the ANC. Patriotic Alliance appearing to say it'll work with the ANC around the country. The Deputy President of the Patriotic Alliance is Kenny Kunene. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners.
Why did you do a deal with the ANC?
Stephen, we spoke with all the parties, the Democratic Alliance, ActionSA, the Freedom Front Plus. And I must say that with the first meeting with the Democratic Alliance as negotiators in Cape Town, they told us very clearly that a mayoral position is too powerful for PA, so they would not give PA any mayoral positions. And subsequent to that, we had a meeting on Monday with the Democratic Alliance, the Freedom Front Plus, ActionSA and ACTT, and the UDM. And all the leaders of those parties were in that meeting. And that meeting collapsed because Mashaba and Steenhuisen and Helen Zille were fighting over the mayorship of Johannesburg. And the ANC, on the other hand, the meeting was very cordial, very respectful, and they treated us as equals, not as a small party. And they agreed with our proposal. We compromised where we had to, they compromised where they had to. And yes, they were a better party for us to be able to work with to serve our people.
So you now have a mayor in Laingsburg. It's your first mayor. It's an important moment for you. But isn't the ANC strategy really about Joburg? So by giving you the mayoralty in Laingsburg, you've got 3% of the votes in Johannesburg, but it's now probably impossible to form a coalition of opposition parties in Joburg without you. I mean, is that why the ANC gave you Laingsburg? It's part of that strategy to keep opposition parties out of Johannesburg?
The ANC did not give us Laingsburg. We negotiated and said this is where we would want to have a mayor, and it's not only Laingsburg. In fact, the ANC voted with us in Laingsburg. On Tuesday, we voted with the ANC for mayor in Prince Albert, and they voted with us for deputy mayor. In Beaufort West yesterday, the ANC voted with us for mayor. So it's a power sharing agreement, and we have agreed to work with the ANC in the city of Joburg. So nothing was dependent on the other. It was a negotiation based on areas where the ANC will need us. There are those municipalities where we don't take anything, yet we vote with the ANC.
Okay, so I mean, there's a little bit of horse trading. There's nothing wrong with that, Kenny. I mean, I'm not making a judgment. I mean, this is what happens at this time after local elections, but that's what's happening.
Yes, yes. It's a power-sharing agreement, and we are very glad because you see, Stephen, we have looked at all the parties for the past few years. And when you are sitting on the opposition benches, you are not making an impact. And we made it clear at the beginning that we will only go with the party that will talk to us getting an MMC position or getting a mayoral position so that we are preparing ourselves to take over municipalities and metros. And the only way is to go into a coalition where you don't just vote, but where you also learn how government works, where you also have an opportunity to deliver a service to your people. And the only way to do that is to sit around the table of the mayoral committee. And indeed, we have scooped many mayoral positions in the many municipalities where we are working with the ANC as an example. Ekurhuleni, we've got one MMC there. Joburg 2, Rand West 2, JB Max 2, and we've got one in Mfuleni. And now they have Mangaung, we have one.
This is Hold on, Kenny. I don't want to get confused now. You're saying this is now, after the 2021 election, or are you saying that was after 2016?
No, this is now. This is the agreement. This is the power-sharing agreement that we have with the ANC, what I'm giving you. That once voting has been done in Mfuleni, the mayor will appoint one councillor of us to be a member of the mayoral committee. In Joburg, two councillors. In Randwest 2, JB Max in Northwest 2, Mangaung 1, Mfuleni 1, and then Sol Plaatje, the ANC doesn't need us. They won outright. But in the spirit of working together, we have asked the ANC to give us one mayoral seat there, and they have given us. And then we've got the mayor in Maysburg, deputy mayor in Prince Albert. We've got mayor in Beaufort West. And we have also agreed that we are going to run, the PA is going to run Karoo Hoogland municipality alone, 100%. The ANC will just vote with us in council, but we are running that municipality 100% so that we can prove to South Africans that we can run government and we can deliver to our people. So,
I get you. Thank you for that. It's very helpful. I just want to look at your track record, because you were part of a coalition with the ANC in Joburg before. You now say you're going to have two positions on that mayoral committee. But in Joburg, the ANC actually threw you out of their coalition. They said that as a party, you do not understand the difference between party and state. And what they're really saying, Kenny, let's call it what it is, they're saying you wanted to indulge in patronage, right? Are you going to behave differently in government now, or are you going to do the same thing that you did before, that they threw you out for doing before?
That was a pure lie. And that is why the ANC, we could say in the 9 months that we have been in the ANC there, we could show the corruption that has happened under the ANC by the late mayor. We could say these things in public, but they couldn't say the PA is corrupt there, the PA is corrupt there. They just made a general statement, which is a lie. The real reason...
But these are the people you just signed an agreement with. You've just called them liars on national radio, Kenny.
But the difference, Stephen, with that coalition was negotiated at the regional level. These negotiations happened at the national level. So the ANC put together a negotiating team at national, led by Paul Mashatile, the TG, and the DSG, Jesse Chuarte. And we had three meetings with that particular negotiating team. And we understand each other on the principles that must guide us, but we also agreed on the positions that the PA will hold. So this is a whole different negotiation. And if I may say, the reason that we broke down with the ANC regional is because the wife of the regional secretary, Dada Morero, works at JPC. The boss of his wife was suspended. The CEO was suspended. The CFO was suspended by the board because of whistleblowing that showed corruption that was going on at JPC. And the internal audit supported that. The SIU report supported that.
And these are people that you're doing business with again, Kenny. I mean, that's the point. You're going to have to work with Dada Morero. He might be the mayor.
Dada Morero is not an ANC. He's not the ANC, he's an individual. And we have highlighted these issues at national level, that we need to guard against individuals pursuing their own stomachs in the coalitions. That is why we have agreed with the ANC that we will have a clearinghouse at national level, so that if there are issues there on the ground and the people care about themselves and not the people that the coalition is trying to serve, then we'll take these matters to national level, and that they will be discussed and resolved there. That's what I'm saying. These negotiations are very different to what has happened in the past.
Kenny Konene, we have to leave it there. Thank you, Deputy President of the Patriotic Alliance, 19 after 7, you with SAFM.